So, hey guys, today we're going to be talking about whether or not promotions are too subjective. And really, in order to do kind of a deep dive within the short podcast, we have to kind of split jiu-jitsu gyms into two categories. And I think there's a lot of gyms that would be branches of these categories, but from my understanding or the way that I view them is two main categories. It's kind of like the McDojos, and meaning like the Gracie Bajas, the franchises that are out there, Alliance and Checkmate and, you know, Gracie Academy, those kind of like big gyms. That have curriculums from day one, every single thing that you're going to be learning from white belt stripe one all the way up to like brown belt stripe four. They know like everything that you're going to be studying, and it's expected for you to know those things, and they test accordingly. Versus like kind of like the local gyms, where I kind of consider these like kind of more along the lines of the mom and pop type of gyms. Right, where the owner is the one that owns that gym, and they're pretty much the head instructor for the most part, and they have more of a hands-on feel for the students that are there, and they're mainly grading or assessing, promoting based off of what they see and how and what they feel when they're rolling, or you know, the recommendations of the guys that they trust or the ladies that they trust in the gym to promote. You know, the students. And those are the two categories that I see. And I think there's pros and cons to both. For example, I think there are great pros to kind of like the McDojo vibe for introducing jiu-jitsu to people. Because when you're introducing jiu-jitsu in a systematic way, especially if you're raised in any educational type of system, and you're used to, like, I don't know, going to college or having credits, if you will, and you need to take a certain amount of classes in order to graduate, and it needs to be in this order, X, Y, Z. Like, if you go to college, you're like, pretty much your curriculum is already written for you, and you just need to go and follow, and maybe you can pick and choose which classes you want to take, like, the type of electives, but it has to be fit within a certain category. The same can be said with like these McDojos and their the way that they introduce jiu-jitsu. Like, they're going to show you certain moves, and you have to know a certain percentage of those moves, of those specific moves that they showed you, not other moves that you saw on Instagram or instructionals or things like that. No, you need to know the moves that they taught you in order for you to move on to the next level. And so if you're a beginner, that's really nice, because you don't really know anything about jiu-jitsu. So it's like, to do research, you might be watching something online that's like terrible. It's bad jiu-jitsu. It doesn't work. It's dangerous. It's unsafe, right? You don't know that because you don't have any experience. It just looks like, oh, wow, that's maybe something that I can do. Whereas like if you're at the McDojo and they're telling you exactly what you need to learn, then it's kind of like the effort, like, oh, I don't need to worry about it. They have their own online learning platform. I can just watch the videos online and learn, reinforce my learning of what I just learned in class. That's amazing, right? I can actually continue to grow in that way. And for me, that's how I was introduced to jiu-jitsu, versus kind of like a meathead approach. Not all local gyms are like this, and I think a lot are starting to evolve and starting to grow as they become more and more business savvy in terms of, like, you know, customer retention, keeping the students, right? The retention rates are very important for gyms, especially amongst white belts and blue belts. So a lot of it, but traditionally what will happen in jiu-jitsu is somebody comes into the gym, they get thrown in part of the class, they're the trial guy, they learn to move, and they roll with everybody else. Maybe some schools might, you know, you sit out a week or you sit out a couple of your first classes and you observe. But, you know, for the most part, that person gets beat up. And I think there takes a very specific type of person to walk into an ass whooping and be okay with it and want to learn and want to get better. I don't know if that's necessarily the majority of people that will be okay with that. They might get beat up too badly and be in too much pain the next day. Maybe they're like, you know, they might have got choked out, and so their neck is sore and they're uncomfortable with that feeling and they don't know what happened, right? And so they're just like maybe a little bit less likely to come back. Whereas with the McDojo approach, you're not getting choked out. You're not getting beat up, right? You're practicing technical things, and they're going to introduce those techniques in a safe way to you. So as you progress, and you might not even roll for 6 months. You might not roll for a year at some gyms, right? And then you're going to start rolling after you show the proficiency of the moves that they showed you and that you understand those moves. But you might get a blue belt, and you know, this is the negative side of things. They might give that individual blue belt, but they never really rolled. So when you match them up with a blue belt, yeah, sure, they know the technical things, but they're not accounting for the speed, the aggression, right? They're not accounting for strength. They're not accounting for any of that. They're not accounting for the savvy that the local gym blue belts would have, right? Because they're going to have all of that because they've been rolling since day one. And there's no way that you can not roll for a year and just learn technique and not apply it in a realistic type of situation, like a roll. And then a year later, you learned all that technique, but never really put it together. And then roll against a blue belt that's from day one only been putting things together. You're going to have a really, 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 really rude awakening. That blue belt is gonna probably mop the floor with the local gym blue belt. Is going to probably mop the floor with the McDojo blue belt. But so that's why they actually created an additional belt, like as a way, kind of like a fifth stripe, but it's basically a belt with a stripe in the middle. I know the Gracie Academies do that as a way to like not necessarily give you a blue belt, but tell you, say like, all right, you're technically proficient and now you need to start putting your stuff together in order to be on level of a blue belt. And I think that's a really smart thing that they actually started to do. Now, the problem where it starts to get kind of like tricky, because the McDojos, they have everything kind of organized and systematized. So it's not really subjective. It's no personal opinion on whether or not, like, you know, they think that you're ready or not. Either you can do the moves or you can't do the moves. Now, if your personality sucks and the owner doesn't want to promote you and they don't want you in your gym, that's completely different. We're going to kind of keep that aside a little bit for now, because I think both the McDojos and the local gyms, as the owners of businesses, they have every right to not promote you because your personality sucks and they don't want somebody to have a brown belt and their morals are off and they talk downly or poorly to women or whatever the case may be. Like, absolutely, they have a business to run at the end of the day. Now, that aside, when we're talking about just loyalty, things of that nature, like whether or not you've been at the gym long enough to get a belt, that's where it becomes extremely subjective. And even maybe sometimes even the McDojos might be a little bit guilty, but since they actually test, and some of them you have to pay for a test, you can pretty much like opt to pay for those tests and get your belt, right? If you can perform the moves. From my understanding, that's how I like understand it. That's what I see. I know BJJ Globetrotters, they do like jujitsu camps. You can go around, you can actually test at those camps and get belted on the spot. They don't care about anything besides like your skill. Now, local gyms is more personable because, again, the owner is the head instructor usually, and if they don't know you, like, they want to see. Some are very, very like tribal. They want super loyalty. They don't want you to compete with it. Like, they don't even want you to go to other like open mats at other schools. They don't want you to do cross training at all. Red flags, by the way, if that happens, you just get out of there. It's not worth your time. But you know, they become really subjective. In my experience of, you know, being a white belt for 7 years, I think I went to like 9 gyms. And over that time, like, I'm obviously earlier on, like a year or two in, I'm like really competitive with the blue belts, right? And yet still, I wasn't like, you know, getting a promotion. I would join and maybe 2 months later, they would have promotions to promote people to blue belts or whatever. And they would look at me and be like, "Not yet, Davey. Like, you just haven't been here long enough. We'll get you in the spring. If it was winter, we'll get you in the spring." But then something would happen. Like, you know, I lived in Asia. So I would like travel. I would move around. So I would be bouncing from gym to gym, and I wouldn't be there for the next promotion. I'll be at a different gym. And then like pretty much the similar thing would happen. Oh, the next promotion, we got you. Oh, the next promotion. To the point where I just kind of like, whatever, I don't care. Like, we're just going to see skill level on a mat. I'm going to get better. I don't care if my belt is white, but if I'm competitive with brown belts, purple belts, then I'm happy. Like, you know, if I'm eventually going to be competitive with black belts, then I'm going to be happy about that. I just got to increase my skill level. That was my mindset, because I realized that it is subjective. You can't make anybody happy. The belts are going to either come or they're not going to come. And at the end of the day, they don't really matter. If you have that mindset, like we talked about it in the other video, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. It does absolutely nothing for my jiu-jitsu. It's more of like a marketing tactic for businesses, jiu-jitsu businesses. And it's a really, really good one. Yes, it's nice to be accomplished, but it's very, very subjective. You can't you can't say like, oh, I deserve this belt because I beat those blue belts. I beat those purple belts, so therefore I'm a purple belt, right? Well, to some people, yes, when you go and compete and you know, you win gold, like, all right, like, now it's time for you to move on to the next level. Whereas maybe you're not technically proficient in certain people, certain coaches' eyes, right? Like, no, you need to understand jiu-jitsu. You need to be able to teach jiu-jitsu. You need to be able to explain the concepts much better. Or maybe you're a D1 wrestler and you come in and you're just mopping the floor with blue belts and purple belts. Right? But you don't know any submissions, right? You're not good off your back. You don't have any guard. Like, how can that person, like, how can somebody give you a purple belt if you don't have a guard in jiu-jitsu? It's just, like, there's certain things that doesn't really line up, but you can go enter tournaments and become gold. Like, you win gold for doing those things. Right? So it's super, super, super subjective. And whatever side that you stand on, just know that if you're standing solidly, like on solid ground on one side, you're wrong, because like there's a hodgepodge of things that are going on right now. Like there's definitely a mixture. McDojo, 100% McDojo is not the way to go, because a lot of those students are going to be a little bit, in my opinion, a little bit robotic. They're going to be doing a lot of the same moves, a lot of the same things. That's kind of boring. There's, in my opinion, like a little bit of a lack of creativity. Whereas, you know, you have your 10 planets, even they have warm-ups, but it's different. Like they don't have like a system that you do this, that, and the third. You have cards and you come in. I don't really consider them as like McDojos. I kind of consider them as a big like local gym, if you will. But yeah, you know, you have those situations in which you're much more creative in the local gyms, or like even 10 planet, like you're much more creative because you're not stuck to this curriculum, and jiu-jitsu is able to explode because of that creativity, and you're able to find new positions and, you know, learn a lot from that. And it's a lot more fun when you're able to do something that you've never seen before, somebody else never seen before, and you're able to share that and grow the community. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But again, you could be doing that and not being viewed on it, or maybe you're just really quiet and you get overlooked at some of the gyms because, you know, you don't have the personality, or you don't fit in the cliques that are at some of these local gyms, right? So then you get overlooked. I mean, I was at one gym for a year and the instructor didn't even know my name. Like the owner of the gym didn't even know my name. Like after a year, he was like, hey, what's your name again? And I was like, oh, wow. Like he doesn't know my name. And I, like, you know, I'm very competitive in roles, and yet you don't know my name. I left that gym because it was like, that's wild. I'm paying you money every single month. You don't want to take the time to even know who I am. It's not about the belt to me. That's not about the belt, because I was still a white belt at the time. It wasn't about that. It was just more about how do you not know my name at least, you know? But yeah, so I would love to hear what you guys think about this subject. There's like a whole bunch of things that we could say more, but this is getting a little bit longer than I wanted. So I'll see you guys. Let me know in the comments. Peace.